Hello, 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 Quiet Coyote. Have y'all seen the movie Soul? If not, that's really awkward. That is a really awkward reference. There's like a ghost girl in the movie Soul, and she says Quiet Coyote. And I crap you not, I've had 5 recurring nightmares about it. How are you all doing? What's good? What's poppin'? Welcome back to the I Almost Died podcast. It is me, Ben of the week, Ben Deal Meta. Why did I say my last name like that? I've never pronounced like that. Anyways, welcome back. I hope you've had a good week, and I hope you haven't taken the bus, which is the topic of today's video. I'm sure everyone who's ever taken the bus or like the train, like, or the subway has their own story of how they almost died on it. I've never experienced, now I've talked about this in the past, like how I, like how I've had hypochondriac tendencies, OCD tendencies, overall just fear of germs and unsanitary things. Mixing that with the fact that I've taken the train to like get to school before, like that's like the main way I could like get to school, the train or the bus. Y'all are in for a treat today in this episode. So I never thought I was gonna make an episode about this until recently. I need that song out of my head. About a week ago, I was in New York City. And if you've ever been there, or if you've like heard about New York, you know that like one of the main ways people get around is like the subway system. That's how like everyone's zooming around about their day, doing their thing. They're taking the subway, okay? Barely anyone's Ubering. Ubering is freaking expensive there. No one has a car there. They're just hopping on that subway, going zoom, zoom, zoom. And that was really weird for me because I told myself at the start of quarantine, like, listen, I'm not taking any public transportation while COVID is going around. I can't, like, it's just too stressful for me. Like, me being scared of germs, I can't handle being on the subway. Like, it was already hard enough for me to deal with that. Like, before, I sound like this is such a first world problem. It's so hard for me to take public transportation to get across the city for $2. Oh. But, like from, like, an actual legitimate, like, I can't handle germs point of view, it was hard. So anyways, I told myself the whole pandemic, like, I'm just not gonna take public transportation. I'm gonna Uber, which freaking was expensive. I don't know when Uber got so expensive, but literally you go down the street and it's $15. Anyways, I took a train for the first time in like forever, and that was last week in New York. And I realized like how simple it is, how easy it can be to just zoom around on the train. You don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to worry about like tipping your Uber. You don't have to worry about like anything like that. It's super easy in theory. So in a place like New York City, if you've never been, it's like they have subway stations everywhere. There's practically anywhere in the city you can get so fast in a train. They come like every 5 minutes. It's glorious. Then I came back to LA and I remembered how absolutely hellish the train system is here and the bus system. And it's for like a valid reason, I guess. So New York is like 10 million people on this tiny little island. So it's like you have to get around on subway. Like there's just not enough room for people with cars. Whereas LA is this humongous, like literally crazy big, like geographically city with like 10 million people spread out so far that if you were to drive from one end of LA County to the other, it would literally take like 3 hours. So that is why it is very hard for public transport to make sense. And thus far, that is the reason why LA has such bad public transportation. Now, let me kind of explain it for you. Let me run down for you if you've never been to LA. So like New York has like 15 different train lines. It's crazy. They have buses to support that. LA has like 4. And these train lines suck monkey nuts. Now let me begin. I'm not going to be out here saying New York has the cleanest, nicest transit system, okay? It's got its fair share of unsafe situations and unsanitary situations. But mama, Los Angeles is something else. First of all, there's maybe 10% of the city that you can actually like access feasibly with a train or a bus. The rest you just need a car for. You want to go to like the beach, you need a car. Other, like, for example, where I live, if I wanted to go to the beach, it'd be a 20-minute car ride. If I wanted to take the train, it would be an hour-long bus to a train to another train, and then I would get there 3 hours later. Why is there police outside my house? They hear me talking crap about the metro system. They're like,
Not allowed. We're going to clock you.
So if that doesn't put it into perspective of like how insane it is, I don't know what will. Basically, it's just super inefficient for one thing. Second of all, it is really not safe. I'm going to tell you some stories about like sketchy things that have happened on public transportation, and almost all of them have happened in LA. Number three, it is completely unsanitary. If you go in a train station in LA, you're not going to find a single hand sanitizer thing. The seats will, half of them will literally have stains on them, like fresh stains of something. It's very questionable. And there's just going to be garbage all over the ground. Now, like, I guess we have to like address the elephant in the room. Of course, in a city like LA, where it's warmer and it has like a way bigger homeless population, of course the subways are going to be a place where it's like you're out of the sun, you're like cooler. So like obviously, like if you don't have a home, you're going to come into the subways, and it's just like you can get around quickly. Like it makes sense. I'm just saying, like, just from like a completely disconnected point of view, like the trains just in LA are dirty and a lot less clean than they could be. And I don't even know what the solution is. Like, I don't know how you could keep the trains clean, because like I feel like no one is making money from running the trains. Like, for example, today I took the train from where I live all the way to Long Beach, California to go to the aquarium. It was a 2-hour train and bus ride, and it cost me $1.75. That is the one bonus that sometimes makes it completely worth it. So for example, that would have been a $90 Uber ride. I checked right as I was leaving, would have cost $90 to Uber there. Whereas taking the train and the bus, it took $1.75. And that honestly is literally enough. Like, for example, like before the pandemic, I took the train everywhere. I took public transport everywhere, even in LA, even where it doesn't work, I would try and make it work. I'd take the bus. And even if it added like a whole hour onto like where I was going, I would still do it. It was literally just the pandemic. I couldn't handle the whole germ aspect. But after the pandemic, mama, it's gotten bad on the trains. So anyways, today I went to the aquarium. It was a fun old train ride. But we had some questionable interactions with people. So first of all, there was this guy who he was playing with like magnets. And I really paid attention because he was playing with these magnets that I used to play with as a kid. It's like these ball magnets, like these tiny little balls, and you can like arrange them into like formations or like strings or make bracelets. And I was like, this is a little interesting because this man is like 60 and I'm playing with these magnets, but I'm not judging. They're a fun toy. If I had them right now, you bet your bottom dollar I'd be playing with them. They're really fun. I really love buckyball magnets. I think that's what they're called, buckyballs. Buckyballs. That sounds so funny. But he dropped one of his buckyballs, like his magnets. And when I tell you, this man dropped to the floor on hands and knees and was crawling around on his like bare skin on the ground of the subway, just looking for this magnet, this one magnet ball. And it was like under our chair. So he comes towards us. He's like crawling like a zombie. And I'm like, And he's like, I need to find my magnet. I need to find my magnet. I was like, like I can't go down there and look for you. I'm so sorry, buddy. And then like he like reaches in and like grabs it and like scurried away to his seat. It was so random though. It was so random. I was like, Like, just like this man had like at least 100 magnets in his little thing. Like, I'm sure he could have sacrificed one. He really didn't need to. Oh, he really didn't need to crawl around on his hands and knees on the subway. That stressed me out. But that's not even an I almost died story. Y'all think I was really gonna hit y'all with an I almost died podcast episode where I didn't almost die? No. About a week ago, no, not a week ago, 3 days ago. Y'all, I've lost all sense of time. 3 days ago, okay, me and my friends, we were going to the bar, which is really out of character for me. I am 21, just in case y'all are like,
what do you mean going to the bar?
No, I am 21. I just really dislike bars and clubs. I find them very terrifying. The whole concept of it, like the whole, you just order drinks and you don't know how much they cost. And then it's like, and just people everywhere and loud music. The whole thing stresses me up. And then bouncers and waiting in line. Ooh, not my idea of fun. I'm so sorry. Like, I'll come with people if that's what they're doing, but truly not my idea of fun. Anyways, we were going to the bar. And we just had the idea. We're like, let's take the bus. And a lot of people we were with were like, had never taken the bus before. They're like, what do you mean the bus? Huh? Like the school bus? No. But we did it. We got on the bus and we all like kind of had the back, like the whole back area. And it was really fun. We like kind of acted like we owned the place. It like took me back to like a middle school. Very fun, very much school bus vibes. But anyways, we're sitting up there and this guy's like getting up to go off. I don't think he was all there, didn't have all his marbles, but you know what? That's okay. I don't think any of us do. Anyways, he like walks past the door and walks up to us and he starts like ranting. And at first we couldn't really understand what he was saying. He was like talking so fast. We're like, huh? Which is like probably how y'all feel with this podcast with how I talk. But like, he was just talking so fast. We're like, what is going on? Like, sir. And then we realized he was saying like, I'll effing kill you. I'll effing kill you. And then he starts saying like some really offensive things. He was like, I've done it too. He's like, I've killed, and then said a minority name, which I'm not gonna say. Then he said, I've killed some, and then said some other minority names. And some of those minority names are minorities that we were. And so we're sitting there like, and he's like, and don't think I won't do it to you. We're just sitting there like, listen, we're just trying to go to the bar. And he like had like rage in his eyes. Like, I truly don't know what had this man so angry, but he was just staring directly at us like, and he like had this cane and he was like hitting it on the ground, like staring at us. And so like my friend was sitting in front of me and like I was kind of at the back. So I was just kind of witnessing this. I didn't really feel like an immediate threat to me, but it was like scary. It was like really scary. And this wasn't even the scariest like bus story that I've had. We'll get into that in just a bit. But like, it really makes you think. It's like taking the bus and public transport is not safe. I guess it depends on the city you're in, but in LA, I'm so sorry, but I've taken it for 2 years now. It's not safe. It's literally not safe. I've had so many close calls where people are like actually threatening to kill me, like to my face, or like people with weapons, like literally seeing people with like a GUN in their pocket on the bus. And the bus driver just says nothing. It's like, it's actually not safe. And it sometimes blows my mind because like public transport has such an opportunity to like stop all these carbon emissions from cars and just all these like good positive things. Like, it's cheap, all these things, but it's just not safe. It's literally not safe at all. I'm so sorry, but we'll get into that more right after this quick break. Okay, hello, welcome back. I was just ranting about how the bus very much feels like the seventh circle of hell to me, but it's not everywhere. Like I said earlier, New York, places like, I feel like in Europe, it's like totally good, totally safe. But I want to get into another bus story. It's kind of similar. It's not exactly public transport because this incident happened on a Greyhound bus. So. As you guys know, my parents are divorced, or maybe you don't know. Why am I just assuming, like, all y'all know my parents' marital status? They're divorced. They used to live in the same city up until I was, like, 15. So, like, it was never, like, a problem. Like, I'd always, like, go between their houses super easily. Like, they live, like, 10 minutes away from each other. But when I was 15, my mom moved to, like, a city 2 hours away, which meant I'd have to take the Greyhound to visit her on weekends. So, if you've never taken a Greyhound bus, basically the Greyhound is, like, it's, like, I don't know, it's relatively cheap. It's, like, you just pay for a ticket. It's, like, way cheaper than a plane ticket. And you just get to go to your destination. Why am I explaining, like, a bus? Like, no one knows what a bus is. You get on the bus, and it takes you somewhere. Anyways, I would take it from, like, where my dad lived to my mom lived. And I took it from when I was, like, 15 all the way up until, like, 18. But here is the thing. So, trigger warning, M-U-R-D-E-R, trigger warning, cannibalism. So, this, like, blew my mind. So, I took this bus, like, literally every second weekend for, like, years and years and years. And it was only the second year that I discovered what had happened on my exact bus. So my bus, I would take it from Edmonton down to Red Deer, and this bus would carry on. It was like, it would go through like half of Western Canada. So people would board in Edmonton and then take it all the way down to, I think, Manitoba. I don't know where that is. I think it's in like the middle of Canada. I really don't know. I'm so sorry. But basically, like, you could like get off at certain stops. So I would like get off like where my dad lived. Anyways, one day I was like looking at, I think it was Greyhound's Wikipedia page. I love doing this, like looking at airlines, like incident pages on Wikipedia. So like if you search up any airline or kind of like anything that carries passengers, there'll usually be a tab on Wikipedia that says like incidents, and it tells you like all the terrible things that have happened on like on planes of that like airline or like buses. And so okay, I was looking at Greyhound Canada's Wikipedia page, and I saw there was this, oh my god, this incident that happened, I want to say, like 2010 or something. Basically, this is what happened. A bunch of people got on a bus from Edmonton heading to Winnipeg. Now, the two people in the story, I'm sorry if I like get any of the details wrong. I haven't like looked this up in a while, but I think I remember it pretty well. So a bunch of people were getting on a bus going from Edmonton to Manitoba, just in Western Canada. And so there was one guy, he was a carny, like he worked at the, like worked for like the traveling carnival. And there was another guy, I think his name was like Vince Lee, I believe was his name. And oh my god, this is giving me like literally chills to think about. So this was the exact bus route that I would always take. This happened before I started taking it. But anyways, this guy named Vince was on the bus when, I believe in the interviews and stuff, it said that he saw that this guy who was like the carny worker was like the devil, and he heard God telling him that he needed to destroy him. Oh my god, this is really dark. I don't know why I'm like talking about this on this podcast. Anyways, so Vince Lee, I really need to check that name. Let me double check that for y'all. I'd feel really bad. Who is calling me, huh? What in the world? Oh, it's literally my Apple Watch telling me to go to bed. Nope, time to look at true crime stories. Okay. Oh my god, it was Vince Lee. I got it right. Okay. So, by the way, Tim McLean was the guy who passed away in this. So, Vince Lee had a knife and scissors, and he went up to Tim McLean. Oh my god. And he cut his thing that has your brain in it off. On my bus. On my bus. And see, the thing is, I wouldn't just say trigger warning cannibalism for no reason, because what he proceeded to do was eat Tim McLean's thing that holds your brain in it. On my bus. Now, when I took this bus, it was definitely not the safest experience, especially as like a 15-year-old. I was definitely kind of freaked out a lot of the time. There'd be some very questionable people on there. I mean, if you think about it, a Greyhound bus is really like kind of your last like resort for transportation. Like, you take the Greyhound bus if you can't drive, if you can't get a ride from someone, and if you can't fly for whatever reason. And that kind of makes you wonder, that leaves like a very small kind of like group of people. It's like you're either a kid, you can't get your driver's license for whatever reason, or you're like a criminal. Okay, maybe not a criminal. You get what I mean? Like, it would be a favorable transportation method for like a criminal. So there was like always like very questionable people. Sometimes I'd have to like sit next to people and I'd like snoop around in their business, like the 15-year-old I was, and just like see some like crazy stuff. Like, I'd like read people's like emails and texts, like for no reason. But like, I remember one time I was like looking over and saw this guy like saying how like he was like, I don't know who he was talking to. Like, it was like a loved one or someone. But he was like saying like, I didn't do it. And then I moved seats. I'm like, nope, I'm not going to be a witness to murder. Like, no, I'm not going to witness protection program. I like going to Olive Garden too much. So anyways, back to the whole incident. That literally happened on my Greyhound bus. And finding that out was kind of insane. Cause like I said, there was like some questionable things that I've seen on the Greyhound bus. One time this guy was like completely like, good Lord, guess who had to freeze their camera again? Cause it overheated and almost melted. Anyways, as I was saying, one day I was just sitting at the back of the bus, like, I had the one weird seat that was like in the middle, like at the end of the bus in the middle. So if you're like walking down the aisle, you would just like see me straight down the middle. And there was this man who was walking towards me, like finding his seat. Now, we'd already started moving, but they had just finished boarding. So he was like still walking. Anyways, he was,
I think on something, I think on a little truck.
And he was like talking to himself. Well, not talking, he was yelling to himself. And then the bus like had to hit the brakes all of a sudden. And you wanna know what happened? You know what happens when you're standing on the bus, not holding on to anything, and they hit the brakes? This man flew forward, and he was not a light man. I'd say he was 300 pounds, and he landed on me. And he started freaking out. And I started low-key freaking out too because I was 15 and a giant grown 300-year-old man who was just screaming to himself landed on me. And he's like, I'm like, is this really happening right now? Like, is this really happening right now? And he was like trying to get up and like just rolling all over me. And I was like literally wanting to die in that moment. I was like, this is the worst thing that could possibly happen. Ew. So Ew. And he like had a drink or something in his hand because like my pants were wet. Like he spilled something on me. He was like, ew. And then he like got up and the bus had to stop because he was like freaking out. Like it just like sent him into like freaking overdrive. And he's like screaming. And the bus was like, you gotta get off, buddy. And he's like, I forgot about that. I forgot about that experience that 15-year-old Ben had to go through. Anyways. So that is like what the Greyhound bus has been like. Now the Greyhound bus is like a little bit nicer than public transport because like not anyone can just get on it. Like, so, and it, they like actually clean it. I truly don't believe that some of the trains or buses in LA have ever been cleaned in the entire history of them existing. So like there's a little bit higher quality of standard, but also at the same time, you can get your head cut off. So take that with a grain of salt. Anyways, I guess just like overall, like I want to like mention how like brilliant in theory public transportation is. Like our planet really just do be dying, and like fossil fuels from like cars and everyone having their own vehicle is just not sustainable. Like, I'm so sorry. Like I'm going to get an electric car if I get one. I have like one ordered, but I kind of want to cancel it. Kind of don't want to get it. Anyways, like everyone having a car to themselves is literally going to kill our planet. There's no scenario where we can just keep going on while we all have like a gas car. That's not happening. Sorry about it. Sorry if you like have your little dream car. That's too bad. Our planet is literally melting. Anyways. Public transport literally could solve so many problems. It's just such a shame that it's neglected so much in certain places, especially LA. Like New York, like it's not perfect, not by a long shot, but like it is so, it's so easy, and it's definitely the best way to get around, the cheapest way to get around, the fastest way to get around. Like it is truly the best out of all the other options. It's just, and like you go to like Japan, y'all. The way the public transport in Japan is actually perfect is actually like amazing. And you can not only like get within like cities, you can like take the bullet train and like get across the entire country in like 4 hours. Like that is how it's done, mamas. I don't know how Japan is doing it, but they are doing it, and they are doing it splendidly. They literally have public transport down to a science. It's actually crazy. I don't know, like, how, like, us in North America can ever get up to that point. I hope we can. And I love trains. I just want to put out there, like, taking the train used to be so exciting. Like, I used to love getting up for school because I'd be like, I get to take the train to school. Like, that's so freaking fun. Like, I'm excited. But it's just ruined it for me. It's like, it's just so unsanitary now and so like so dangerous. Like I've literally had like my life threatened multiple times. It's not like I'm just being dramatic here. Like it's actually scary. Like I have to carry a taser when I take the bus now. Anyways, I just really wish we could like find a way to like make it work, because we can't have cars forever. So sorry, but it's not going to happen. It is not going to happen, mamas. Anyways. This is kind of a random episode, another little rant episode. And then we have my little COVID rant. And now we're having my bus rant. But I'm going to try and take it more, though, because honestly, it's still better than Uber. Uber really just is the devil sometimes. Like the way you can want to go 15 minutes and it'll cost you $100. It is... It's actually insane, and I'm really sick of it. So I'm going to try, like, if I know, like, so, like I have a bunch of friends that, like, live right by one of the train stations. If, like, I can just take that there. I can just go boop, 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 and then I'm there. So it's like, why not take it for that? Like, sometimes, like, you just have to Uber. Like, there's no, like if you really need to be on time, like, the train isn't always reliable. So it's like, ooh. But I'm going to make an effort. And I know I just talked about how I've almost died multiple times and how people have literally died on public transport. But we should make an effort. Unless you live in LA. Okay. If you live in like New York, take the train. If you live in Toronto, Vancouver, take the train. If you live in, I don't know, other places that have public transport that's really good, take the train. It's worth it. What a random episode. But thank you so much for listening. I love ranting to you, my bestie. I will see you next Wednesday. Y'all, I'm going back to Canada after filming this. Tomorrow morning, I'm flying back to Canada. Well, I'm not flying back to Canada. It's a whole rigmarole. I'll tell y'all how it goes. I have to drive across the border so I don't get put in a quarantine facility. That is a story for another time. If I live to tell a story, which at this rate, I don't know. I'm super scared for this journey. But anyways, I love you so much. I'll see you next Wednesday, and I'll see you next Sunday for our YouTube video. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. That's all Ben of the Week. My Snapchat is Ben_WUT. Go add me on there. I'll see you later. Take care. Ben of the Week. It's Joe.